I am. Good morning.
So are we going to go see anything cool? What's happening nowadays in the movie world?
Well, let's start with Nonstop. This is the movie with Liam Neeson.
Gotcha.
As a crazy man trying to stop other crazy men. So you've probably seen in the previews, Liam gets a text on a plane saying if they don't get some serious cash,
right,
they're going to kill a passenger every 20 minutes.
That's right.
So, of course, Liam texts back, who is this? Like, wouldn't it be so great if he wrote, lost phone, who dis?
Yeah, right,
Like anyone he would know would write that. So it totally reminded me of that scene in Pretty in Pink where Blaine pops up from behind the computer.
Yes.
I thought, how great if Andrew McCarthy just slowly popped up from behind the coffee cart. And all of it was just Blaine all along.
Right, right, right.
So they do that thing in these movies where everyone looks suspicious.
Yes.
So I was like, oh, he did it.
Yep.
She did. Oh, wait, the seeing eye dog did it.
Yeah, there you
wait,
go.
Wait, that air sickness bag looks pretty fishy.
That's right.
It did it. Yeah. Here's my impression of the director talking to the extras. Everyone squint your eyes and move them from side to side. No, shiftier.
Yeah.
Like, that was a note.
Right.
That all said, I actually kind of enjoyed it. No joke.
Huh.
Granted, I have the flu, and I think I may have had the flu when I saw it,
okay,
to be honest.
Then.
So, you know, I was a little out of it. But
yeah,
there are a lot of plot holes. It doesn't make sense. But there's something fun about it. It's not, you know, it's not great. It's not nearly as good as Red Eye.
Right, right.
It came out a while back. But it's much better than Flight Plan. So while lots of critics are slamming it, I say it's worth a matinee. I'm going to go C++++.
He actually Liam Neeson came up in a meeting yesterday, and we were talking about that he is getting a little bit typecasted. But, you know, if they're going to throw money at you as being just kind of an action thriller guy, then why not go and do another one of those movies? Because he's certainly got a short list of those movies.
Well, it's very interesting because, and I talked about this before, you know, he was cast, he was totally attached to play Lincoln and Spielberg's Lincoln.
Yeah.
And allegedly he dropped out to do Battleship, which I'm sure paid him a lot more money, which was just some terrible movie.
Right, yeah, yeah.
My theory on that is just, you know, he's had a tough time, you know, he lost his wife.
Right.
And he, you know, he's bouncing back. He's living his life, but I think he just wanted to kind of make some money, like you said, and not really have to, like, put too much into it.
Yeah, there you go.
And I think that's what he's doing right now. And he's making money, and he's so good at what he does.
Yeah, true.
Also opening, just so you know, is a movie called Son of God, which I was not able to see. I do know they all speak in a thick English accent.
Oh.
No joke. Mm. And at the end, Pontius Pilate says, I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
No one's going to remember this Jesus guy. You know, we're talking about biopics. Like, come on.
Wow, all right.
Yeah, and just to leave you with some Oscar predictions,
yeah,
I think Best Picture will go to 12 Years a Slave, which was excellent. Although I wish Anchorman 2 had gotten a little more attention.
I know.
Going to say. Yeah. McConaughey will win Best Actor, I think, although I wish it would go to Bruce Dern. Actress will go to Cate Blanchett. And, of course, all the effects stuff will go to Gravity. If you're filling out a pool,
right,
and it's like, you know, special effects, and
there's the one.
I don't know about cinematography though. That's kind of tough because it's all CGI.
Right, right.
So it gets a little confusing because you're like, well, is that really a shot?
Yes.
On film, or is it all computer?
Right.
You know, it's but special effects itself, Gravity.
And
sure.
So Sunday we figure it out. We'll find out. Yeah.
Yeah. I hope there's some surprises because, you know, it's been everything's the same. All these award shows, we want to see something a little bit different.
Yeah. There you go.
So let's hope. And it's supposed to rain on Sunday, so that'll be fun.
Oh, yay! There you
I love
go.
It when it rains on celebrities.
Right there on the red carpet. Yeah.
I love it. I am live from Hollywood. I'm Cecily Knobler.